I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you think that Kevin Stefanski should walk away if he's forced to play a quarterback that, according to John Middlecoff on the Colin Cowherd podcast, is forced upon him? That he should do that. Is that what you're saying to me?
Yes. Yes, it is okay. What I'm saying.
All right. Here, you want to play this audio here?
If that, I don't want any phones thrown in the process.
Let's just listen really intently.
Well, Pony was cussing me out. I mean, cussing me out on my phone.
Now and we're then letting Keith Pony sabotage it. The show?
Boy, that's a hell of a point. Now I actually feel bad. I actually feel like I've been not professional now. Thank you very much.
It's almost as if you were worked into a shoot, Ken.
Ooh.
Yeah. As much as I try, yep. You still get me every week.
A very famous phrase that you have.
Every day. All right, let's play the John Middlecoff. Go ahead.
Shadur by week 8 is starting. Do you think I'm out of my mind?
If it gets to a point, the team's not going to be very good. If they force him to start Shadur Sanders and the coach doesn't want to play him, I do think Kevin Stefanski, by the end of the year, will just quit. It'll be one of those situations where Stefanski and Barry, who are very highly thought of, they overdrafted Gabriel to keep the owner off their back, and then the kid kept falling, and then he made him draft him.
I think it's true because I asked GMs about Dylan Gabriel, and they're like, he's not a third-round draft pick.
I knew people that thought the guy was undraftable because of his size. Not that he's not. I mean, he was an excellent college player, and he's very productive. But going in the third round, I think, was a jarring move for a lot of teams. Like, wow. And I truly believe they did it. And it's the visuals of the owner hovering over him. But he was there in the fifth round.
It's John Middlecoff on Colin Cowherd's podcast.
All right. So the premise is that
ridiculous.
It was the owner that wanted the draft pick of Shadur Sanders for whatever reason. They end up taking Shador. 2 rounds after they already took the rookie quarterback that you thought would be the guy that they would probably get into the lineup at some point this year. And, you know, it's a brutal schedule to start the year. You go through and look at those games that if they make a switch in week 7, week 8, week 9, and it's Shadur Sanders, that they're operating under the assumption that's an owner's call. And if that's the case, what should Stefanski do?
So wait a minute. Now I'm confused again because I'm not trying to bog it down. I swear to God. All right. Let's leave it to where it is. And I'll bring this up again later because I'm going to make the same mistake I made earlier. And I'm going to get mad again earlier. I'm going to get worked into 2 shoots at once. And that's not going to happen again.
The double shoot.
You can't do it. It's almost as bad as being double galloped.
Oh.
You're not. Can we stop reaching in people's pockets and telling them to quit jobs in the NFL in any sport? You need to retire. Says who? Like Joel Bitonio, maybe he thought about retiring. I don't care that if Joel Bitonio came back for $12 million or whatever he's getting paid. It's a lot of money to walk away from. You're only going to be able to make this amount of money. I assume he's only going to be able to make this amount of money a year at one point in his life, and this is the end of that point. Why does he have to walk away from a high-paying job? I'm assuming Kevin Stefanski probably makes somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 to $6 million a year. He's got children. He's got a wife. He knows that this isn't forever, for crying out loud. He's an NFL head coach. He's supposed to walk away from that contract he just signed 2 years ago?
He did say that they were both highly respected around the league.
That's excellent.
I believe he's implying that they would get another job exactly. Very quickly.
And we
have some more audio from him on those two, if you would like.
And I'll say this. I know he's right. He is right that Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, much to some Browns fans' chagrin, are very highly respected around the NFL. That's all true. Why walk away from a job when you can just get fired, collect on that job, and then go get another job by people who highly respect you? Go ahead. Play the audio.
I think a guy like Jimmy Haslam clearly hasn't learned his lesson because everyone thinks that he forced Shador Sanders on them. These owners are just, it's like their pet project, and they're sitting there in the draft room that they can't help themselves. And that's the thing with the Browns. Their GM is highly thought of around the league. I think most people think Kevin Stefanski, really sharp, impressive offensive mind. It's hard to operate with an owner hovering over you and making you do things.
This argument should have been had last year.
By the way, Mary Kay had a photo yesterday of Jimmy out in the middle of the practice field with the coaches and some of the players looking at videotape.
It's his team. He can do it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Very different from the Randy Lerner days when Randy was not here.
He's in the middle of it.
That is a hell of a point you just made. We wanted an owner to be involved because this guy was over in England all the time, and now we have an owner who's involved.
That was literally the talking point
when we first started the station in 2011. He was still the owner of the football team, and that was the major argument. We have an owner who doesn't care about the team that we all love. And now you have an owner who might care too much in his own way. Or if you say it's his own pet project, even though everybody is obsessed with finding a quarterback, including him. The guy owns the football team. We all pray at the altar of Bernie Kosar because he was the last great quarterback we had. It's been 40 years, and he was the last great quarterback we had. He knows how much this town loves a quarterback. And you know what? He probably had, and this might be an overcorrection. This isn't even like maybe learning his lesson on this because this is all, I'm speculating, right? We've said it a million times, and I've said it a million times till I'm blue in the face, literally at this juncture. Did he or did he not? You and I believe he had to be talked in to moving on from Baker Mayfield.
Yo, yeah.
Now, the 230 guaranteed, I think it was that, hey, we've gone so far, now we got to get the quarterback. I'm just obsessed with getting the quarterback. But he had to be talked into it. Well, he might be looking at it going, this guy's a good quarterback down there in Tampa Bay. Everybody's making fun of me in my franchise here because we let this guy go, even though, the year after that, he wasn't very good either. But either way, this guy down here is really good. We let this guy go. Now I got to find this other guy. So there's already going to be some mistrust that's involved in there. Talking about learning lessons. And if we're talking about learning lessons, again, Shador Sanders was a fifth-round pick, and we're all talking about taking the two first-round picks and taking them and making a quarterback out of that next year. So again, what's the harm? I beg, what is the harm of drafting Shador Sanders in the fifth round? Playing him in a season that's, if nobody thinks that this team is going anywhere, because right now, they should be best face forward. Let's try to win games. Let's do this. If you're talking week 7 and week 8, that hay may be out of the barn. I mean, there's a very realistic possibility with the way that this schedule goes. They could be 1-6 by the time that goes. Would anybody be surprised? Would anybody be surprised if they were 1-6 to start the year by week 7, week 8, if we're talking like this? Okay, so you're going to play Shador Sanders, and I'll hate it because I don't want to put him in a bad position. I don't want to put Dillon Gabriel in a bad position, whatever. I'll hate the idea of it until he goes out there and proves me wrong. But I think a lot of fans are going to be going, yeah, let's see what he's got because we're going to take a quarterback next year anyway. This conversation, if we were going to have that conversation, if John Middlecoff is going to have that, that's last year. That's changing the offense for a quarterback that's just a programmatic non-fit and really can't play the position at a high level anymore. That's letting an offensive line coach go who's really, really good at his position and, again, hiring Boobery. Last year was the time to have this conversation, not this year. This year it's either we're going to surprise some people, which they may or may not, probably won't, or it's house money and they're going to get a quarterback next year.
Sure. Kenny, we've asked before, though, about like power. Normally in certain organizations, when you win, right, your power goes up. When you lose, you could tend to lose power. We had wondered all along, has Stefanski gained any power there in Berea? Now, you could say maybe he doesn't want power. That would be atypical for a head coach. I mean, most head coaches, the reason they want power is because over time, there's job stability. He's been there 6 years. He's the ninth longest tenured coach right now in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Did we ever think a Browns coach
pretty wild, yeah.
would get to that? And there's some guys ahead of him that are probably going to be out at the end of the year. So then he comes in at the same time, basically, as the GM, even though we've, you know, wondered how that arrangement would be. They always say they're in lockstep, whatever. But was there a chance that through two coach of the years, Kevin Stefanski could be elevated? And right now, doesn't seem that way. He did get to take the reins back on play calling, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that matters to some extent. But in the draft room, like, could he take over the drafts? No. I haven't really seen any reporting that indicates that Kevin Stefanski's taken over the drafting. That does happen. So maybe he's just comfortable where he is. Maybe he's fine letting Andrew Berry pick the players, consult with him at times. Like Andrew Berry told us, that does happen when he came in studio not that long ago. And I just wonder, but if we do get to the point where they're losing games anyway, does Kevin Stefanski think he's gone anyway? And if you were thrust, if that quarterback decision was thrust on you in this hypothetical, what would you do?
But Kevin's got a great situation. He's got a great situation. Think about this. John Middlecoff, he knows a lot of people. He ain't the only one saying that. So, and by the way, do you notice what we're sharing with Steeler fans right now? They can't stand that guys like us go on the air and say great things about Mike Tomlin. They can't stand it. And I think there's a lot of Browns fans who cannot stand that people go out there, and even ourselves, and go out there and say, Andrew Berry's well-respected around this league. People really think he knows what he's doing. Kevin Stefanski's well-respected around this league. People really think that these guys know what they're doing. I think there's Browns fans who can't understand that. They can't understand why that's being said. And I'm looking at John Middlecoff going, you might need to listen to some callers in Cleveland Sports Talk Radio here. Because I think a lot of callers, hell, and a lot of listeners, a lot of fans may do the same damn thing Jimmy's doing. Why should they trust Andrew Berry, who went out and got Deshaun Watson? Why should they trust any of these guys here? The trust is at an all-time low. Look at all the draft picks that we don't have. Why should they trust it? So, hell, if they own the team, they might do the same damn thing. So this year, amongst any, if Shador Sanders started week one, I'd be going, oh my God, this is, I think I would know Kevin better than this. I don't think Kevin would start him week one. I mean, he would have to be just unnaturally unbelievable throughout this entire process. You and I know Kevin better than that. That's why it's like, no, there's no chance Shador Sanders starts week one. But by week eight, week seven, week nine, you're 2-6, 1-6, 2-8. Fans are going to be clamoring every day to play Shador Sanders. Every day. Because the quarterback's going to go out there, and if you're 2-8, the quarterback's not going to be looking good. It's going to be a revolving door at that point. And the hay will have left the barn. And Kevin Stefanski could go out there and lead him to another 3-14 record, and a 4-12 record, or whatever the hell that math ends up to anymore, 4-13, or however you want to say it. And it doesn't matter, because if he's so well respected, and I believe he is, I have a lot of respect for him too, but I believe he is. Okay, fine. I'll just get canned and I'll collect on the contract that I'm still owed on. And then I can go get another job and I can go ahead and pick the other job. So Kevin Stefanski, you want to talk about power? He's got all the power in the world. He doesn't have to walk away from anything. Because if it doesn't work here, it'll all get blamed on the organization. It's the Browns. It's not your fault. And he'll get another chance somewhere else at it. There was a person, you brought this up, that you had a bunch of people tweeting at you, unserious franchise. And I'm going, well, I think they're serious. This is like, man, anytime you start talking trash about them, they start pulling it out of the cellar. But man, Tito, they're playing six altogether. He's won the first five. Yep.
Oof.
Anthony Castrovince, he's going to come on with us to make sense of it all. Find him on Twitter, @Castrovince. He's from MajorLeagueBaseball.com or MLB.com and Major League Baseball's TV or MLB TV. And he joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Anthony, thank you for joining us.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. You are from here, correct?
I'm from here. I live here. Look outside. Look up in the sky. We put up with a lot of BS to have a day like this, so let's live it up.
I wanted to make sure... What is the matter with the hometown team right now?
Oh, man. They're kind of, I think they're playing to their level, unfortunately. It seems like a trend over the last, last season and the first half of this season, where every time you start to feel a certain way about them, they do go on some kind of run or have a series that's like, oh, okay, never mind. But, you know, they could use one of those right now. They're definitely going through it. I think just offensively, you look at their complexion, and unfortunately, this is what they are, I think. You know, they're average at a few spots, and that's perfectly fine, except that where they're bad, they're really bad, you know, and right field has been a trend for a very long time now, and that's kind of reared its ugly head in a major way, and they need some offensive upgrades, and I don't know where exactly that's going
to
happen.
I know Tone has questions for you, but now I have to take it to a different level. So we had David Sampson on last week. Yeah. And he's like, you know, it's just, and they weren't very good at the end of last week either. So it was kind of the same stuff where it's like, what's the problem? And he had said they've played at an unsustainable level. They're coming back to the mean. You just said that. However, Stephen Vogt just a couple of days ago or 2 days ago after the game was like, hey, they haven't been themselves lately. And I'm like, well, we got outsiders who know baseball. You, David Sampson, you guys know what you're talking about here. And then I got the manager of the team going, and I'm thinking, well, is he too much in the bubble? Does he not see them for what they really are?
I don't know. I mean, that could happen, you know. I will say that they have exceeded every expectation I had for them in the last year plus. This is more what I thought they would look like last season, and we saw what happened. You know, they were able to go to the ALCS. So I don't want to, like, be the person that shortchanges them or assumes the worst about them and then, you know, be the grumpy sports writer in the movie when they go on to win the World Series. You know, I don't want to be the bad guy, but I will just say that, man, I mean, you can only score so many runs with a lineup that's completely oriented around Stephen Kwan and Jose Ramirez. Like, you're only going to squeeze so much out of that rag. And I think that, you know, what you see is what you get. Now, there are some levers they can pull in their minor league system. We know that, but I just think you're seeing unfortunately, the most likely outcome of an offseason where they just didn't do enough to support this club offensively. In fact, went maybe backwards offensively, you know? So, I don't know. I don't know how else to say it other than, like, what you see is what you get. I wish it weren't the case. I wish there was more upside here, but I think if anything, it might be time to be aggressive with what you have in your system, because what they did in right field with that platoon, they don't want to call it that, but it was a platoon in right field, and it was really ugly. So, you know, Nolan Jones, I think, still has great power potential, but we just haven't seen it so far. So I'd be of the mind of, all right, let's see what else you got.
Anthony Castrovince with us on the hotline. So you have the numbers, just like we have the numbers. They're basically bottom quarter of the league in almost every measure that matters, and that's exactly how it's looked on the field. And the really hard part about this is, you know, Kwan is hitting. Ramirez, been incredible. So those guys have to sustain that just to keep them where they're at. That's what's hard. Now, the schedule does get easier second half of the season, at least on paper. So that's one thing. Is there any kind of, you talked about maybe infusion of some of the younger guys. They hate doing that earlier than need be, but is that going to basically be mandatory at this point?
I think so. And then, you know, they're going to have to go out and get some help if they want to. If they want to be a serious franchise, to answer that tweeter's, you know, ringing endorsement, I think there's some truth to that. Like, they have to be serious. You know, if you're going to compete for a World Series, and why can't they compete for a World Series? If you were three wins away from the World Series last year, why can't you be serious about, you know, going for it this year? The problem is the Tigers are just playing with their hair on fire all season, and I don't see them running into that good night. So, you're nine games back at the Tigers, but you're still very much in contention in a fairly weak American League. So if you are serious, you're probably going to have to go out and get some bats, because they're just too weak in too many spots. Again, if you're league average, that's fine. You can win with that. You can play with that if you have a good pitching staff. And I do think that, I feel a lot better about the rotation than I did a couple weeks ago. You know, I think that's trending in the right direction. The bullpen's very good. So, you know, you have to take the pressure off those arms and get some bats. You have to.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To find that somewhere, whether that's in your system or elsewhere, but I think you're asking too much of your system to support three or four spots in the lineup that are not just below average, but like among the worst in MLB. You know, you can't win like that. So, you know, go up and, you know, call up a DeLauder, you know, call up a Kafis, sure, but you can't expect the world of those guys. You're probably going to have to go out and get some help at the deadline.
Jose, I mean, he swings at what he likes, but I'm being told he's pressing. I swear to God, I know, Anthony, I'm being told he's pressing, and he did. He went up there in the first inning and swung at the first pitch he saw last night. So maybe he is, but he's still really incredible. Does it feel like this talent, where he's that good and he's pressing and he's that good, does it feel like it's wasted to some degree?
He's pressing his way to like a 330 average, right?
Yeah, we
should all press so well. You know, yeah, I mean, it's hard not to say that they haven't maximized their opportunity with a player who could, you know, in the open market be commanding literally, you know, double what he makes. You know, that was a gift from the gods, from the baseball gods, that a player that you groomed, you know, they've had a lot of trouble on the position player side grooming impact talent. And here's a guy who comes along who is not just an impact talent, but a franchise player, a guy who's going to go down and maybe break every record in the books, maybe be a Hall of Famer with some form of C logo on his hat, on the plaque. I don't know which one, but pick one. And, you know, you haven't done enough around him. It's a shame because, you know, he needs more support in that lineup. He deserves more support in that lineup. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question in any other way other than true. Yes, valid. Absolutely.
The handling of Kyle Manzardo on a day-to-day basis, certainly he is not having a very good year. He was somebody who we thought would be able to deliver some pop and maybe emerge. He's batting just .203, and just on a day-to-day basis, we thought we'd see him more.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they protect him against lefties, which is probably, you know, he came out the gate looking like a guy who
you should play every day and give those opportunities against lefties. And that's regressed to more what you would expect from him. You know, I think just in terms of stylistically, what have you with the swing. But you know, he's actually hit lefties better than you would think. It's just that I think he's struggling in the same, in the, where the platoon should be stronger. But I don't know. I don't worry about Manzardo. Like, again, I don't worry about league average. I don't. For a young player, I think that you just keep giving him opportunities and roll him out there. I just think they just need support overall in the lineup to where, you know, it doesn't have to be an impact guy. It could be a guy who just comes in and helps them from, you know, against left-handers. I saw somebody the other day toss out Ahmed Rosario, and that, like, kind of made me laugh and also made me think, like, that actually makes a lot of sense. You know, a complimentary piece like that, you could fill in at multiple spots. Like, that's probably, when I talk about the trade deadline, that's probably more likely what you're going to see than, you know, I think maybe actually the dream scenario for this club would be if the Braves continue to fall apart and Marcelo Zuna is out there, you know, an impact bat like that. But short of that, I think you go out and look for a complimentary piece who could just help you from the left-hand side. But yeah, Manzardo's like, just keep rolling him out there. Like, he's a good hitter. Like, he's a smart hitter. I do think with enough opportunities, he figures it out. I feel better about him than a John Kenzie Noel, who, like, I think very clearly, you know, was put into a difficult situation, not playing every day and really, you know, fell out of it mentally. And at a certain point, you got to do what they did the other day and sending him down. I don't feel that way about Manzardo. So, yeah, I don't like talking about a Kyle Manzardo because he shouldn't be in the position where you need him to be 50% better than league average. Like, that's not fair for him. Like, that's where I'm saying, like, they just needed better complementary pieces offensively this season than what they went out and did. They just need to raise the floor a little bit. I think your pitching staff can kind of take it from there, but they're asking way too much of that pitching staff right now.
We played some audio earlier on the show. One of your contemporaries, Ken Rosenthal, talking about a possible work stoppage in 2026. How likely is it, do you think, right now that we could see a work stoppage?
Well, it would be after 2026 is when the next CBA is up, and there's definitely contention in the air. I just found it interesting in the last CBA, you had the players' union divided amongst itself. You have the haves and have-nots. It's not unlike our country. You know, it's, you have the absolute elite, and they were the ones, you know, voting in the executive board, you know, negotiating with MLB, and then ultimately voting down the CBA, and then they take it to the rank and file, and they overwhelmingly supported the CBA. So you see a clear difference in opinion there in terms of where this should all be headed. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's ultimately going to come down to that battle within the players union, to be honest with you. The rank and file, the players who want to do better in the first 6 years of their career, maybe get to free agency earlier, or maybe just do better. Although they did quite a bit better in this last CBA, those pre-arbitration years and those arbitration years. I mean, that's really what it all comes down to, is if the average player is not going to play as deep into his 30s, if that's not going to be valued in free agency, how do we do better in the first 6 years of our career? You know, so I think raising the floor for that group at the expense of the Juan Sotos of the world, like those mega, you know, those contracts that are incredible, but only come along for a very small percentage of players, you know, how do you balance that? So that's what the next bargaining agreement's really going to come down to. And I can't answer that. You know, I don't know where the players union is on that. I don't know if they know right now.
What do you think of the fact that the ratings for MLB are up, attendance is up, Sunday yeah. night baseball doing gangbusters? Where does yeah. all this come from?
It all, I mean, the main thing to me is a better product, you know, just a crisper, better paced product. I think the pitch clock has been an absolute game changer in that regard. I know for my own existence, like, I'm obviously very heavily into baseball. I work for Major League Baseball. I cover Major League Baseball. But would I bring my kids to a weeknight game a few years ago? Absolutely not. You know, there's no chance. You go, if it's a 7 o'clock game, forget about it. We might be there for five innings, you know? That's not the case now. Like, now you walk into the building knowing you might walk, you're probably going to walk out knowing the result. Like, what a concept. In every other sport, that's taken for granted. In baseball, that was not the case. now between the pitch clock, and I know a lot of people don't like it, but I happen to love it, the automatic runner for extra innings, like, you're probably going to see the outcome of the game. Cool. That's what should happen when you attend a sporting event and invest in the sporting event. So now I can take my kids to a weeknight game, no problem, especially with the 6 o'clock starts here locally. That's really awesome. So it starts there, and I do think they've done a better job, you know, marketing the players, and the players have been on board with that. The younger generation is just different. It's just, you know, the style of the game is more flashy and just more fun. So to me, it starts there, and everything just kind of flows from there. But it's great to see, you know, and that's why we talk about these labor issues, and hopefully they get resolved without any games lost, because the game's doing very well. You know, for all the doom and gloom about baseball some years back, about the average age of the audience, I think the average age of the audience is very much in line with the rest of the sporting world. So it's been great to see.
Follow him on Twitter at Castro Vince. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Anthony, thank you very much for the time. We hope to run you down again soon. It was awesome.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Anthony Castrovince. Cleveland's own Anthony Castrovince. MLB.com as well as MLB TV. I want to bring this up now. We might have to do a little bit of it tomorrow, depending on how things go today at 1:10. We just had Anthony Castrovince on from MLB.com, MLB Network, MLB TV, I should say. I want to play Stephen Vogt the other day because I want to play this clip of Castrovince in a moment. Stephen Vogt the other day. This is a post game. Guardians lost to the Cincinnati Reds. They haven't beaten the Reds all year. And this is what Stephen Vogt said about his team's performance. He was a frustrated man. Hit it.
We did not play our brand of baseball at all. This is the first night I've watched us, and we didn't look like ourselves. We need to take better care of the baseball. We need to run the bases better. We need to have better at-bats, and we need to throw more strikes. We haven't been ourselves.
Saying we haven't been ourselves.
When Anthony Castrovince says something very different.
And here's what asked now.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I played that clip on Fox 8. I played it longer because he said they haven't been themselves for the last couple of weeks. Now, you can always say, hey, we need to be crisper. We're professional ball players here. We can't be booting and around. Totally fair. But this is what Anthony Castrovince said about the team as a whole. What is the matter with the hometown team right now?
I think they're playing to their level, unfortunately. Offensively, you look at their complexion, and unfortunately, this is what they are, I think. Where they're bad, they're really bad. They need some offensive upgrades, and I don't know where exactly that's going to happen. I just think you're seeing, unfortunately, the most likely outcome of an offseason where they just didn't do enough to support this club offensively. In fact, went maybe backwards offensively.
That's Anthony Castrovince with us here. That interview, 92.3thefan.com. Good stuff with him. Is this who they are? Is this who the Guardians are, Tone?
Yeah, feels like it offensively. Like, what could really change in a serious way other than bringing up guys like DeLauder, right? Bringing up guys from the minors that maybe could change things. But what I am nervous about here with the offense, which is totally different from the things that I think are really good about the pitching, I should say, is that Kwan and Ramirez are doing their jobs. So if they're doing your jobs and you're still not hitting, what happens when they're in slumps? I mean, my God, Jose
then you
Ramirez,
have no chance.
What is his on-base situation in the last 35 days?
His OPS is 1 point over 1,000.
Yeah, well, 1,100. I think it's 1,100. Let me try to see what it is for the last month, though.
I think his OPS was up to like 1,100 over the last month.
He's been a machine.
I mean, he's got he had a 35-game on-base streak coming into the game last night, if I'm not mistaken. So, boy, that makes you cringe.
It does.
If you hear about, what if they start to actually slump? Because if you're hearing that Jose is pressing, and he might be even admitting to pressing, and he's still batting 330. I mean, if that's pressing, my God. But if you have anybody else, you go through streaks here. And, again, some of these guys.
The 10-game hit streak after. He had already had, what did it get up to again?
He got up to 21.
Holy cow.
So you have some of these guys, and maybe this just, maybe I have to accept this is who they are. I don't want to accept this, but maybe they did play over their heads all last year. I can't believe it's all last year, but because I know that they weren't as good as what they were in the first half and the second half. You still made it to the ALCS. You still made it there. 216-474-0092. Jim in Medina, you're next up on the Fan. Yellow Jim.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Anthony. Hey, this isn't the time to be trying to determine whether Rodriguez can make the team in right field. They need to have the best lineup in there every day because we're going to be so far in the cellar pretty soon we won't be able to get out.
Well, I think you need to make a decision as an organization, and thank you very much for the call. Right now, and it's going to be, we're getting close to nut cutting time all of a sudden here. You are 9 games out of the division right now. That's, Owen, is that too far? Lima, is that too far?
It's pretty damn close.
9 Jeez. Games is almost, you can't make that up.
Now we've had
the only thing they have going for them is they still got a boatload with the Tigers.
We've had the fifth, up to this point though, we've had the fifth toughest schedule in Major League Baseball.
And it's not only the Tigers. You can catch up to the Tigers. Twins are right there too, so.
Well, that's part of the equation as well. Blue Jays and Rays have the wild cards right now. You're only a game out of the wild card. Decision times are coming. Is it worth it if you're a game out of the wild card? We're getting into mid-June now. Once you get to July, it's time. Are you a team that can afford to buy with what your farm is? Are you? Hey, I just saw that look on Owen's face. Are you a team that can afford to buy? Is it worth it to buy if you're going to be a game out of the wild card here by the time mid-July comes around? Are you a team that sells some guys?
Well, you can want to buy and have the... I want to buy a lot of things in my life.
Hell yeah.
Do I have the ability to purchase? Do I have the means to purchase? Do I have the capital to purchase these things? Not always.
That's exactly what we're thinking.
I do a lot of my own home renovations. Sometimes you got to hope a Shane Bieber can come back and spackle up the drywall for you.
Yeah, that doesn't help the lineup though, unfortunately. I'm believing more and more in their pitching every day.
I do feel better about those guys.
What's it gonna matter? What is it truly gonna matter?
That. I mean, and, you know, Collar said something about trying Rodriguez out and right. They're trying anything they can. Will Brennan had surgery. You've got, you know, Nolan Jones, who goes out there and he's had a good clip the last couple of weeks, but I think we've seen that overall what it does. They had to send John Kinsey back to Columbus because it wasn't working here.
I'm going to say something everybody's going to hate more than they've ever heard me say anything about the Cleveland Guardians in a long time. Slate Ciccone's only 25 years old. If he and Luis Ortiz is the big project there, and he's looking better. I know the other night it got a little wonky, but he's been looking better here.
I thought he looked fine the other night. The game. I thought he looked fine.
Okay, there you go. I got two 25-year-olds. I got Bybee and Gavin Williams. If I can get those four guys figured out by the end of this year, if we don't make the playoffs, that's fine. I'm going to feel a hell of a lot better about 2026 and beyond. If I know that I have confidence by the end of this summer with those four guys who are all young, I'm going to be feeling a hell of a lot better. Is that wrong? I don't think that's a wrong thing to think.
I think you still got to push for wild card, though.
Well, yeah, that's fine. What I'm saying, if it's, I'm not going to be screaming and yelling at the Dolans and screaming and yelling at Vogt if I know that these four guys, if I believe in my heart that these four guys got what it takes. That I'm going to be, if you got four out of five guys that you have confidence in, that's a hell of a rotation. Yeah. Like, you're building something then. Like, I'm not going to hear any crap about the front office if these four guys end up being the real deal for your baseball team. One through four in the American League, that would be exceptional. Now, I would still go, you're not there yet, because next year, I think, is the year. All right, CJ Kafis, Chase DeLauder, obviously Travis Bezzana, as much as Keith Law is terrified of what he's going to do. Like, then you got to kind of see what you have in those guys. So it's tough to ask for years for a fan base that's been waiting 78 years, but you're about to that level. Because if you're going to be nine games out of the division, usually the division was what you needed to get into the postseason. If you're only a game out of the wild card, fine. I'm not trying to raise the white flag here. I'm just being realistic with everybody. Baseball is a game. It moves like life. It moves like mountains. You can't be as damning in these moments in June. If they were 10 games under 500 and this thing was a mess, you could be as damning as you want. This is not a team. This is not an organization that you start to damn in June. It's been a hell of a lot better than what it's been in a lot of other cities, and a hell of a lot better than what it could be in this city. And I think I got to play the long term, and I'm thinking, gosh, if I got those four guys at the top of my rotation, which those are big ifs right now, but if I feel confident about those four guys at the top of my rotation, I'm not laughing, but I'm feeling a hell of a lot better than what I've been feeling about them for the last couple of years, even in an ALCS run, in terms of my confidence of them being able to get over some of the best teams in baseball. Talk more about that tomorrow morning. All right, should I apologize to Pony? He told me I should have had him on because we were ripping him. Should I apologize to Pony, everybody?
I don't think you need to.
Should I have Pony on tomorrow?
Owen?
Nah.
He's just going to say the same silly stuff next week.
If he even
next
shows up, the guy doesn't answer the phone.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is you tell him to come on, and then he makes such a big deal about it. You guys have no idea how much of a pain in the ass he makes life. If Pony gets a chance to make your life a living hell, he's going to do it.
And sometimes he cusses.
Exactly, and then you got to dump him, and then he goes, it's up to you guys to dump him. I go, you're the one. We all work for the same company, dummy. What are you doing? Quinshon Judkins, thanks to him, he did not cuss. He was excellent with me. We were yucking it up.
Laugh.
We were a couple of buddies yucking it up. Big thanks to Anthony Castrovince. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. Have a wonderful day, my friends, and go Guardians, please. Please.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.